Hey there, I'm Judy Kroon, Canada's keynote humorist. Welcome to another episode of Laugh Long and Prosper, Shelf Help with a Smile. Today, I have the honor of speaking to Cynthia Rubino from Citrine Consultancy. Cynthia is the founder of Citrine. She is a professor, PE coach, advocate, mentor, speaker, and advertising and marketing leader. Now, the morning of May 7th, we are doing something very special together. It's called Empower the Future. This event is happening at Hart House in the Great Hall at U of T. And I love Citrine's inaugural event theme, Chatter That Matters in Our Workplace, a look at multi-generational communications. Citrine has partnered with the Globe and Mail to present this fantastic inaugural event. Now, for tickets, you can go to eventbrite.ca. Look for Chatter That Matters in the Workplace. I will include the link in the copy from this podcast. There'll also be three panels going on. I'll talk to Cynthia about that as well. But let's get this right off the top. Cynthia, I'm honored. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. Thank you.
This is going to be a great morning at Hart House. And since I just ended on that note, why don't you tell folks about the three panels that are also going to be happening that morning, that day?
Yeah, no, thank you. So the first panel we're going to kick off is with professors across the post-secondary institutions. And the reason why we did that is because we wanted to showcase how, at the end of the day, we're all thinking the same thing. We're all aligned in terms of our thought process. Really, it's from the classroom to the boardroom, right? There's a massive gap in between. And so it's really important to start from the beginning. And the beginning starts in the classroom, right? That is the last entry point, if you will, from their academia, and then it goes into the boardroom. And so I've been hearing a lot of chatter from both sides, students as well as industry folks, with frustration, with not clearly understanding. And so why not put everybody together in one room and let's talk about it? So those are the professors. Very, very honored to have them. The second panel are the Gen Zs. The Gen Zs, our future. Really want to hear from them. I think it's important to hear from them. We've got a great panel lined up. We have some industry folks on the panel, and I think the audience is going to just sort of eat up everything that they have to say because they have great perspective. And then, of course, the third panel are the industry folks, the X and the Ys, if you will. And, you know, they have a lot of words of wisdom. I always say with experience comes perspective. And again, honored to have folks from the agency, from the marketing client, as well as the media sales. Because as you know, advertising marketing is a, you know, there's three partners involved. And we want to be able to hear from everyone and share and be truthful. Let's talk about it. Let's be real. Let's be on the stage. Let's do this.
Let's be truthful. Let's be honest, and let's have some fun doing it. I mean, how many generations are in the workplace right now? Which is a huge challenge. And if you can, just for folks who aren't as familiar with this, can you give us the sort of each generation, what they're called, and their approximate age range, just to give somebody out there an idea of how this is all melding together in the workplace?
Well, you got the boomers, right? The boomers are in there, I would say. I think it starts at 60.
Okay. Okay. And what are the stereotypes about the boomers in the workplace right now?
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for your keynote. I swear to you. I can't wait. You know, God love them. They are so loyal. So loyal, right? They will take on anything that you ask them to do. They will remain with a company just because they are very grateful. You know, I'm gonna stick through everything, through thick and thin, right? Kind of like a marriage. And so those are the boomers. They're there forever. They're the lifelongers.
We're like the golden retrievers in the workplace. Very loyal.
Very loyal. Then you have the Xers in their, I would say, 40s, late 40s, 50s-ish. And they come from latchkey generation. And what I mean by that, for those who don't know, is they, when they were growing up, both parents went to work. And there's that stereotype where you have the key around your neck. And that key will take you inside your home because no one was home. They are very much street smart. They have that critical thinking. They can easily troubleshoot because they've had to, since they were little, kind of be on their own and be independent because mom and dad or whoever the guardian was at the time were not home because they were working. And so these are the kids or the children growing into maybe starting dinner or finishing their homework. Like nobody told them what to do because nobody was home and they had to figure out what to do.
Right.
And so now you transfer that into the workplace. And then you have the Ys. And, you know, the Ys, 30s, late 30s-ish. You know, and again, when I say ages, you know, it sort of creeps into the latter age. I mean, this generation is a mixed bag. They are tech savvy. The technology started not at the beginning of their lifespan, but sort of, you know, mid to like in their 20-ish or 19. And so they are very good. They're very savvy, but they care a lot about their work-life balance. And they care a lot about being able to grow and have a lot of skill sets. So, you know, our industry is also very known for its revolving door where, you know, people stay for 2 years and then they leave and they go somewhere else and so on and so forth, right? Very different from the boomers.
Right.
And so this generation has a bit of loyalty, but will leave. There's no question. They'll go. And they are savvy as well. So I would say they're a very much a mix of all the generations.
And then finally, what's the last group, Cynthia?
The one and only, the Gen Zs. Our Gen Zs. And the Gen Zs are your young 20s. They're in their 20s, right? And of course, you know, 18, 19, 20s around there and higher. They were born into tech. Like they were born into tech. And they are so savvy, so much more savvier than any of us can even imagine. But you know, they've had to deal with a lot in their lifespan. You know, they had COVID, which put a dent, especially for the earlier Gen Zs, put a dent into their academia,
of course,
and into their life and into their rite of passage, whatever that was at the time. And so, you know, they have a different perspective on life, and they're very much eager to know about the culture, right? The four walls matter to them, whereas the boomers were more, I'm just grateful to take any job. Thank you very much. I'm taking it.
Right.
Whereas the Gen Zs are very more methodical and thinking, okay, well, is this what I want to do? And and we'll press pause. We'll press pause. And for them, it's okay, right? And so this is why when we think about each generation, and it really stems from the upbringing, really, really does, and the culture that they were, you know, brought into. that really is brought into the workplace. So you can just imagine a boomer talking to a Gen Z,
Well,
right?
funny to your point, I was reading this article that basically said the stereotypes are as follows. Boomers are set in their ways. They're afraid of new technologies. Gen Xers couldn't care less about what people think about them. Millennials want a trophy for everything they do. And Gen Z, by the way, the largest generational demo, I think they're 90 million strong, south of the border. They aspire to be TikTok influencers. So, I mean, whether that's true or not, that's certainly challenging for somebody like you who's like, can't we just all get along? Can't we make this all work, right?
Big
I'm
love, big
they,
love.
like, we just need some love. I mean, I just even look at the recent eclipse that happened, which was kind of a downer in Toronto. We didn't really get to see it, but I laughed because I have a sister who's a teacher and they had a PD day because, God forbid anybody looks at the sun and the school might be the school might be responsible for that. But I remember going to school and it didn't matter if you looked at the sun and you burned both your eyes out, you better be at school the next day.
That
And
was
nobody told
me.
you not to look at the
That was me. All the blinds were closed, and I was like, what's going on? Let me open the blinds. What's happening?
And where would we even think of getting eclipse glasses? There wasn't even such a thing, right? It's anyway, it's too funny. But having said that, it is a big challenge. So I love that somebody like yourself, Citrine, comes along and says, okay, let's give peace a chance. How do we make this all work? So I'm going to ask you maybe a bit of a reverse question. What can each of these generations teach each other?
No, that's a great question. And that's the whole purpose, right? It's just to, be able to respect and listen and, manage up and, manage down. But at the same time, I think, how do we share best practices? Because I believe that each generation has fantastic things that we can share, nuggets that we can share. And it is, to your point, it is the stereotypes, right? Oh, they're lazy. They're lazy. They don't want to. They don't care. Oh, look at them leaving at 5 on the dot because they have to go somewhere. Oh, look at them. They have their screens shut off. Come on, get online, right? Like there's so I can't. I have so many, things. But so I believe that obviously, the Gen Zs can absolutely teach the others how to be sort of on top of things, more efficient with the technology. So how do we use technology to our advantage in the workplace? I think that's really key, especially as we enter into an era of AI where it is, in my opinion, to support, not take over, to support.
May I just a quick note to the Gen Zs? When ask my nieces or nephews, how do I do this on my iPhone? And I think I'm pretty forward because I got an iPhone, and these and you and it's the classic line, right? You're just the loyal golden retriever. Here's my iPhone. Can you please show me how I blah blah blah, whatever, show me how to do that. They just take it and they're like, I don't have time to show you. Let me then just punch it in really quickly, right? I think that's one of the classic things as well, right? It's just maybe exercising a little bit of patience. But at the same time, the really positive thing is that when we look at something like committing to community support, corporate responsibility, volunteering, the Gen Zs are more about that, I think, sometimes than the baby boomers who maybe aren't as consumed with company culture. So, there's something, as you said, that we can learn from each generation.
Well, I mean, I think the boomers at some point are like, okay, my runway's done.
My plane has crashed.
I'm good. I'm checking out, to a degree, to a degree. But I also think that the Gen Zs, in all fairness, technology, again, as much as it's great, it's a massive distraction. I can't even imagine what's going on in their head. Because, again, I always say this in class sometimes, it's like squirrels, right? shiny ball here. Okay, I'm there, I'm there. It's like they have to learn to focus. They have to learn to sort of pay attention, be mindful, be aware. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what more of the why and the boomers can teach them is you have to focus on what's in front of you and you have to be able to not be so attached to their phone. Like, I mean, that phone goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
For sure.
And there is etiquette, right? So when you're in a meeting, when you're having a call, I think you also have to use tech properly. Like even on a Zoom, right? You do not shut the camera. You have to put it on because what you're doing is you're showing the person that you're interested, that you care.
Right.
And that you're paying attention. Not because once that thing is off, who knows what you're doing? Like, are you even listening to me?
Right? Yeah, for sure. You're vacuuming in the background. Who knows?
Right. Eating a bagel. Like, right. Who knows? But now the one thing that is also very important in this industry is to persevere and to be resilient.
Yes.
And who knows? I can say that perhaps about any workplace. But I hope that all the generations take that and support each other on it. Because you're going to have not so great days and you don't really need someone barking down on you for not doing this or not doing that. So just, you know, take a step back, have the ability to have some grace and patience with people. And because you don't know what's going on in their mind and in their world. So I hope that they are a little bit more kinder to one another.
There's a lot of challenges in the workplace. Again, a great takeaway, that these generations are actually working together and have a number of things in common. For example, aligning together around receiving competitive pay and benefits, hybrid and remote work options, for example, flexible work styles. So we're on the same page. These generations are on the same page in a number of important areas. It's just sort of putting the pieces together, putting the generations together. And I think what Cynthia Rubino, the founder of Citrine, is doing with her organization, citrineconsultancy.ca, along with the Globe and Mail, putting this fantastic event together. Again, this is happening May 7th at Hart House, and we're calling it Empower the Future. But before I give the details about that again, you've got another event coming up a little bit later in June. So use this as a pitch to promote your second part of this, the gala.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. Yes, my gala. I'm super excited. So as a personal empowerment, my PE, personal empowerment coach, I created a platform called I Matter, which is an affirmation, as you know, and it's a very strong affirmation because you need to believe in yourself in order to move forward in life. So I matter in life, I matter in career, and I matter in wellness. And those are the three buckets that you need to pay attention. And sometimes you need to dial up on one or, you know, pay attention to one. So Empower, you know, the future is very much I matter in career. And as an advocate, I feel very, very strongly for youths. And so I am launching I Matter Shines Light. And what that is, again, is giving the platform, shining light on causes that need more voice, that need more awareness. And what I am doing is every year I will be choosing a new cause that needs more light, more voice, more platform, more people to speak to. And so my choice for my inaugural event is 360 Kids. And 360 Kids is a cause that helps youths 12 to 25 in crises. In crises can be trafficking, abuse, mental health, poverty, homelessness, so many other things that they need as much as possible. So they serve the GTA, and I live in the GTA. And so it just kills me to think that my own backyard has children or youths who are not able to do certain things that is their right and should be have.
Exactly.
Right? Should have. So I am throwing an amazing gala at Paramount Event Space in Vaughan with a full 4-course meal, full open bar. We have an amazing performer, Mia Martina, who is an international platinum Juno.
Wonderful.
And I have an astrologist because why not?
It's cool.
Always fun to know things or not know things. I don't know. Depends on who you are. And we're going to have 360s come, and they're going to 360 Kids is going to come, and they're going to speak. And I'm very fortunate to have someone who has gone through the system, who is going to speak and share their story. And I'm just so excited for that night to give them the light and the platform. And I just hope that other people in the audience will somehow resonate with them and be able to make a connection, and who knows where that will take them.
And that's happening again. The gala is June 7th. I Matter. I love that title as well. Really, really important work that you're doing in the community, Cynthia. And I'll make sure that I include the link as well for that gala coming up June 7th. The month before, the morning of May 7th, again, we are doing this terrific event, Empower the Future. This event is happening at Heart House in the Great Hall at U of T, right here in Toronto. I love Citrine's inaugural event theme, Chatter That Matters in Our Workplace. Citrine has partnered with the Globe and Mail to present this wonderful inaugural event. And again, for tickets, you can go to eventbrite.ca and look for Chatter That Matters in the Workplace. Again, I will include the link for both the May 7th and June 7th a gala. So just make sure you click on those links. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
So fun. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And I feel
it.
I feel very positive about the future with all our generations working together. I feel like I can learn so much as well on that day. So I think it's going to be a great event. Thanks to all of our listeners. If you'd like to tune into any other of my Laugh Long and Prosper podcasts, just check me out on any of your streaming sources, Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud. Or you can send me a note if you want to find out more about the event. Just send me a note at judycroon.com. Until next time, folks, laugh long and prosper.